Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is a Faith the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And there is a term, a phrase that applies to many. Maybe it's an axiom of the sports betting universe. It's called reverse line action. And what it means is when a wager changes in terms of the spread, but the spread tickets continue to side with the team that it doesn't benefit. So in this case, Indianapolis was catching 2.5 earlier this week, Lundy, though the public was hammering the Tennessee Titans. But now it's Indy -1 with 59% of the public spread tickets still on Tennessee. What does that tell you? Well, probably some sharps putting down some money bags on Philly Rivers and company. Rather amazing if the Colts are laying un punto here. The total is still at 48.5, 54% of the public tickets on the over on this one. So give me a pick against the spread and give me a game score prediction, por favor.
I will go ahead and roll with the Colts. I just don't. Tennessee's offense has not looked fantastic in the last few games, shall we say. I kind of feel like maybe they came back down to earth a little bit. So now that said, we are still talking about Philip Rivers, who can sometimes look like a Hall of Famer and sometimes look like a Pee Wee football quarterback. So I do think that on occasion, it is a bit funky. The over under, Brad, I'll tell you, I'm probably going to stay away from, because I feel like this game is going to line up in the like 27-21, 26-21 kind of range. And that tells me that I'm probably going to miss out on a field goal somewhere, and I'm going to get some sort of backdoor cover that takes me over that's just going to piss me off while I'm on the couch. So I'll probably stay away from that one. But I do think the Colts win it by right around 5 points.
Yeah, I got it earlier in the week where the Colts were getting a +109, +110 on the money line. I'm shocked at this reverse line action, but I'm following the sharps here. And I'm also sticking to my guns for my wager placed earlier this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm taking Indy, now laying -1. The money line, by the way, is at -107, so a little bit of a lighter juice there. And I'm barely over. I think you're right in the assessment of this total. I got a 27-24, so I'm right at 51. I don't feel that great about that prediction. It might be a little aggressive, a little high, but yeah, the fighting Philly Rivers, I am buying them to pull off what was an upset. Now they would be favored in securing the victory on the road there in Nash Vegas. And look, if you want to get on all of the action on Thursday Night Football or something else that might be going on in the sports world, because it's truly going to be a Sunday like no other with this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both pro and college football, there's no shortage of action right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. And to celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover the risk. Free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. On top of those great sign-up offers, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FTN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet, and they cover up to $100 when you use promo code FTN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Risk-free coverage paid out. In-site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's, on a hashtag Tequila Thursday, Fade 5. All right, let's kick things off here, working some of our props, and more props. We love the player props. Michael Pittman, the rookie out of USC, fight on Trojans. 31.5 is the yardage total here. And Lenny, I'm going to take the over. He has gotten more involved in this passing attack. Yes, T.Y. Hilton is expected back tonight. But T.Y. Hilton has barely made a peep on the field for much of the season. You know, you look at Pittman, he is locked in outside. Probably going to see a lot of coverage there in terms of Marcus Peters, who's given up a 1.69 yards per snap rate, which is a very encouraging sign that Pittman, who is the premier field stretcher for this Indianapolis Colts team, can surge past this total. Last week, he ran 37 routes, which was a season high. And you look at the targets, he had 7 targets, 4 receptions for 56 yards. So I think he can get out there and get this sucker done in the coverage. I said Marcus Peters, that's who we went up against last week. It's Malcolm Butler, this week. So I'm going to follow the recent trend. I'm going to follow what is a decent matchup on paper. I think he gets around 4 catches, 40 yards, and just gets over this proposed total. Fade or follow?
I'm going to follow you on this one, Brad. And doesn't it feel like when you look at the Colts receiving core in this game tonight, you talked about how T.Y. Hilton's been sort of ho-hum. Don't you feel like all the receivers are probably going to finish with like somewhere between 40 and 48 yards?
Yeah.
Like it's just going to be across the board. You're going to have Rivers out there just sort of divvying the ball up. He's not going to be playing favorites just like he does with his kids. Not going to play favorites. Just going to keep popping the ball around the field to different guys. And everybody's going to wind up finishing right around 40 yards. So I'll tell you what, if that game plan continues in that sort of style that we've seen, then yes, I agree with you. Pittman winds up with, say, 6-7 targets, as you said, 4 catches, gets up into the 40s and hits the over.
Ah, the money pit will actually cash in. All right, let's go to the football Frankenstein. Seahole, smash hole. Derrick Henry, 79.5 rush yards here, Lundy. And I'm under, barely, at -107. Look, I think Derrick Henry is going to have the legs, at least the football Frankenstein will, of Jordan Howard in this one. And that is no compliment by any stretch of the imagination. If you see what Jordan Howard's done this season for the Miami Dolphins, Henry has been, as advertised, a guy that is a battering ram between the hash marks, 3.51 yak per attempt on the season. He's seen 80% of the opportunity share. But the Indianapolis Colts, very underappreciated on the national scene in terms of overall defense and especially in the trenches. Darius Leonard, Grover Stewart and company have allowed the fewest fantasy points to the running back position, giving up just 3.12 yards per carry, 62 rush yards per game. Kareem Hunt's the only dude to go over this number against this unit this year. I think Henry's going to be close. I think it's going to be something like 20 for 75, but he's not going to quite get over the top, and that's why I'm on the under at -107. Fade or follow Henry, 79.5 rush yards on the under.
I will fade you on this one. If you remember, Brad, earlier this week when we were first looking at numbers, we were talking about him maybe checking in around the over-under being 90, and I said, Okay, I'm going under on that. But I'll tell you what, I feel like this is, for some reason, I've got the number 82 stuck in my head. So I'm going to fade you on this one because I think he just barely gets over that at 80 number, but he definitely stays below what we were talking about earlier this week of that 90 mark. You're right, the Colts in the trenches will be able to slow him down. But I think because of the volume, I think Tennessee will keep giving him the ball in the hopes that maybe he breaks through and helps them with a handful of carries. And because of that volume, I think even if he only winds up averaging, say, 3.7 yards a carry, he's going to have so many touches that he's going to creep over that 80 number. I think this line is set really well. I think if he does get past it, it will be just barely. So I'm going to say that I fade you on this one, but this is going to be a tight number tonight for the football Frankenstein.
Yeah, do not expect Titanic numbers from King Henry. All right, it's time for a MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now and sign up and use that promo code FTN, and you get a free $5 game on the house. It's a very simple concept. It's more or less over-under on your favorite player props. You parlay them together, packages of 2 all the way up to 6, and the more you hit on the over or the under, the more cash you stuff into your pocket. So you can, basically lay a little action down on anything you could possibly imagine. Fantasy points, receptions, passing yards, passing touchdowns, whatever it is, they got it there right now at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Again, use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN and get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Philip Rivers, we know he's going to be barking And if it was like, you know, 10 and a half minutes of yelling at the ref, I would be way over. But this was just pass yards, 266.5. And I'm taking the under here, Lundy. This is close to Rivers' season average of 260.9 yards per game. But that was inflated by a couple of contests in which he went well past 300. That's the only couple of times he has hit the over on this proposed total. He is QB24 in air yards per attempt. And four quarterbacks have gone over this total against the Tennessee Titans, but I expect a heavy dose of the rushing thrice of this offense. Jonathan Taylor, Jordan Wilkins, and Nyheim Hines going up against a softened Tennessee Titans front. So fade or follow my under Rivers, 266.5 pass yards.
I'm absolutely following this one, Brad, in part because what I was just talking about before, we're going to have a stack of receivers that are all going to have right about 40 yards. I just think if you play those numbers and you just sprinkle in a little bit of yardage here and there and nobody gets up into the 75, 80 yard range, then all of that adds up to Phillip Rivers hitting the under on this one. I think he's more likely to be in the 250, 245 range by the time it's done, because as you said, they are going to try to run the ball. They're going to try to use Wilkins, Taylor, and Hines to turn that into yardage on the ground as opposed to through the air. So I'm going to follow you on this one. I think Rivers tucks in underneath this number comfortably.
Expect a serene Rivers tonight. All right, let's work in a TD prop. A.J. Brown, is he going to get down in the end zone at plus 110? I say yes, he does score a touchdown. Look, he's found pay dirt in five consecutive games. He's wide receiver 7 in yak per reception among all eligible wideouts on the year. And you look at the one-on-one matchup, yeah, he's probably going to see a lot of Xavier Rhodes. And Xavier Rhodes has had a revival of sorts in Indianapolis this season after he was burnt toast last year for the Minnesota Vikings, a player that's given up just a 66.7 passer rating, 1.19 yards per snap, and only two touchdowns to his assignments. But Brown is a guy that Arthur Smith, the OC of the Tennessee Titans, really shifts around. You'll see a couple of snaps in the slot. They'll work him out left. They'll work him out to the right. They're going to try to maximize those matchups. And again, he's so tough to wrangle after the catch. Really reminds me of a modern day Andre Johnson. So I think he finds the end zone here, Lundy, with relative ease and extends that streak of splashing 6-2-6. So fade or follow me, A.J. Brown scores a touchdown tonight.
Yeah, man, you follow the volume and you follow the trend. And as you said, he keeps finding the end zone. So I'm going to keep riding that horse until it bucks me. I mean, this isn't a roulette wheel of red and black. This is a guy that just knows how to find the end zone, man. And that's a trend that I can absolutely follow. So this is an easy one for me because I do think in any time touchdown, anytime I can grab a player in some of these primetime matchups that's got a plus number when it comes to an anytime touchdown, I love following those guys. We talked about it earlier this week with a guy like Rex Burkhead, guys like that. When you see that plus number and you know that the game script is going to favor them, then you got to lean on that anytime touchdown. I really like this pick with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, lay some bucks down on Brown. All right, let's get to a fun rush yards prop. I love these. You know how much I love the receiving yards props for the running back position. I also love the rush yards props for quarterbacks. And Ryan Tannehill's, this is one that I was taken aback by when I saw it post the DraftKings Sportsbook earlier this week. 8.5. That's it. 8.5 rush yards for Ryan Tannehill. Now, this has gotten juiced up to minus 143. I locked in earlier at minus 124 before it got out of control, but I still think there's some value here. And, of course, I'm taking the over because he could do this on a single rush. He's done this a handful of times this season. He's not running as much. You know, did not get the over last week against my Chicago Bears. But I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be able to get this, you know, very early on in the game. You get some pressure that tries to collapse a pocket, and the Colts do ratchet that up. They're number 9 in pressure percentage this season. It's going to flush Tannehill out of the pocket, and he's going to scurry and scamper his way probably to a 10-11-yard gain. I always have to worry about kneel downs if the Tennessee Titans do have a lead late. But, you know, I think a couple of rushes, something like 15 yards, which is usually customary for Ryan Tannehill, very doable in this matchup, again, because of the pressure that the Colts exert. fade or follow my over Ryan Tannehill 8.5 rush yards?
Oh, absolutely following this one, Brad. Again, single digits always appeal to me when we're talking about these rushing yards for the quarterbacks. And I also kind of go back to the beginning of today's pod where you and I both said we think the Colts are going to win this game, which means there won't be any kneel downs for Tannehill because he's going to be out there trying to will his team back in. So I think that helps out with this. You don't wind up with that, you know, -1 from a kneel down, that kind of thing. I do agree with you. He can easily do this on one scamper, and because of how the Colts bring the pressure, it is going to push him out of the pocket. And then you sit back, you wait for him to scramble a little bit, and you cash your ticket.
All right, let's get a little bonus time in here.
Ooh,
bonus time!
Bonus.
Jordan Wilkins. Everybody's talking about, you know, Jonathan Taylor. Oh, this is going to be the breakout game for him after his struggles, but it's a really low threshold for his tag team partner and Wilkins. I'm taking the over on 8.5 rush attempts at a -107 juice, so a little bit lighter there. You know, Wilkins is doing this fairly routinely. You know, last week he out-touched his compadre there, Jonathan Taylor, 13-8 overall. You look at the carries the last couple of games, 31 in total for Jordan Wilkins. And even when he was really in a, you know, true tandem backfield with Taylor earlier this season, weeks 2, 3, and 4, 9 carries again. I think it's going to be 10 plus. It is a hot hand situation. That is how Frank Reich has described it. He says, you know, we love all three running backs, and they all saw almost an equal amount of snaps. 1/3 of the snaps played a week ago, and I think that's going to be the formula moving forward. Plus, Wilkins just far more efficient, according to the advanced analytics, compared to Taylor. Again, Wilkins, a player, has forced a missed tackle 27.7% of the time and has a 3.22 yak per attempt. So, fade or follow my over in bonus time on Jordan Wilkins, 8.5 rush attempts.
You took the podcast into overtime.
That's right.
What you did.
That's
we got
right.
Some free football. You know, I like this, Brad. And in fact, you know, this past week 9 action, I looked for some of these kind of oddball props. I actually had Frank Gore over 9.5 attempts, which
He
did. I think sometimes for bettors, especially some of you that are just getting started with these player props, I think it's really easy to pay attention to just the yardage total or what we were just talking about with AJ Brown, like an anytime touchdown. Man, sometimes you got to look around because you can find some of these other player props like rush attempts, for example, where you can sit back and go, hey man, this game script could really lean this way. So don't be afraid to dive into some of these player props that are maybe off the beaten path. And I like this one because I agree. It is a hot hand scenario. There is the possibility that the Colts wind up with a different hot hand, but I just think Wilkins is going to continue to be out there for his share of the snap count, and that's going to add up to some attempts. So I like this. I think he gets, as you said, I think he gets to 10 or 11 tonight.
All right, and that is a wrap on this edition of Fade the Noise. Follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Chavos. Drop us a rating and a review, which it kindly really helps out the show overall. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. This week only, you can save 20% off with promo code MASTERS. Again, promo code MASTERS. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.